The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, welcome, Blog Talk Radio, man. We are live on The Grind, man. Super excited to be here, man. Share this out if you're on Facebook Live. Share this out if you're actually on Instagram. Share this out if you're on YouTube listening. We see the comments on YouTube. We see the comments on Facebook. We see the comments on Instagram, man. We're clicking on all cylinders early this morning. I have to make these connections during the show. So I'm getting this thing together, y'all, man. Say hello to my beautiful host, my co-host here, Ms. Pam McCray.
Hey.
I'm trying to get her beautiful face and everything I can get it in right now. So y'all bear with us and we'll get connected right. But we want to talk about a very volatile and maybe controversial subject this morning. Everybody that's listening in, share this out. We want to talk about why do you want to get married? And better yet, why did you get married? And, you know, after 30 years of marriage, man, almost 30 years, we'll be at 30 years in May, no, March, I'm sorry, of next year. Yeah, I'm getting old. But I'm taking my chaga so my mind can stay, right? So we'll be almost 30, look at us and say, I don't know where you guys are together for 30 years. Y'all must have got married as babies.
We did.
We got married as babies. So we want you guys to hang in there with us, man. We're going to talk about good stuff on marriage. We believe that marriage is not as difficult as people make it. And we definitely believe that simplicity creates longevity. So for all of you guys that are on Facebook Live, I see you guys chiming in. Love you guys. Shout this out. I see you, Nicole. I see you, Sean Jackson.
Hey, girl,
great morning to
you, ladies. Today.
Cassandra Ward, great morning to you. Jacqueline Shaw, great morning to you, young lady. Just started my coffee, y'all, so I gotta get this thing together. Great morning to you, Mrs. Vovo and Phoebe. Great morning, Miss Ori Schooner Boyd. Man, Monique Williams Davis, what's going on? Great morning. You all are live on The Grind. Miss, who else do we have here? I'm not going to say good morning to you, say good morning to me. Because some of y'all want to be in the coven. That's cool with me, too. What's going on, Miss Sabrina Wright? Great morning. Welcome to The Grind.
Great morning.
Who else do we have? Good morning on IG. Let me make sure I don't cancel you out, man. I almost hit the delete button. I want to get you off. Miss Choco Short, welcome to The Grind, young lady. Who else do we have here? All right, man. I'm going to come back, and we're going to say, look, if you say good morning to us, we're going to say good morning. That's also live on YouTube. We're also live on YouTube this morning, so you can go to thegrindradio.com and actually put your comments there too. If you can't get us on Facebook Live or you can't get us on Instagram, we're also from my Blog Talk Radio listeners out there, we are live on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. We bridge gaps here, ladies and gentlemen. We actually say the things that people only think about saying, but we do it truly. So we want to help bridge some gaps here with some unscripted conversation, shooting from the hip. We got a couple bullet points we want to cover, guys, but at the end of the day, simplicity creates longevity. Hey, you got to be ready in and out of season, but you don't need no bullet points for marriage.
Sure don't.
Right?
Absolutely not.
So look, this is for all of y'all that already booed up, as they say. Man, you know what? I got something perfect. For y'all, got some
right. So look, here's this is all you that are already together there, and y'all all booed up, as they say.
No, what happened?
Man, you know what? I got some perfect for y'all. Got
some
right. So look, here's this is all y'all that are already together out there, and y'all all booed up, as they say. Man, you know what? I got some perfect. Out there, and y'all all do chewed up, as they say.
Found the culprit. We got this
together.
Twice.
We get it done.
Yeah, we got this. So I'm gonna take this one off. Yeah. I'm gonna take this one off. All right. So do this. All right. So we'll be right back, man. We're gonna play a quick song for you guys. Go ahead and share this out. Man, we got a whole hour on this show today. I slotted us for a whole hour, so we got plenty of time to talk. You know, I got the millionaire mom knew her herself here, Miss Pam McCray, you know, live on the grind with us. So guys, we're going at this thing together today. What's going on? It's Remy Da Vinci. Great morning to you. Great morning, Miss Yvette Graham. Great morning, everybody. Let's go ahead and get this thing started. Y'all.
You know I love you, right? Ain't nobody got what we got. Better than this.
Yeah. We've had some ups and downs, made a lot of bad mistakes, but we've always had some good times, and through it all, you held me down, baby, you've always held it down. Oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave. But you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go. You always stayed around.
That's right.
You stayed around.
And you've been so good to
and
me.
And it doesn't matter how low, whatever comes our way. You know, you and me, we gon' stay together.
Welcome everybody in Blog Talk Radio Land. Welcome back to the grind. We are absolutely live. out here, man. We sticking, we moving, we doing whatever it takes, guys, to bridge some gaps. We understand that life is hard sometimes. Heck, man, let me just be real. Life is hard most of the time. But it's about how you actually apply principles of life, man, to actually make things better, right? So let's get into this topic, man. Pam is on late. We didn't have a sticker paper in the joint. I was trying to print something out, but nonetheless, let's see if we can do this. Who you got chiming in, fam? You can say good morning.
A lot of people
to them.
Gemini 45 is Susan Queen. Bowleg 7-Eleven.
Bowleg 7-Eleven.
Great AM.
Bowleg. All right. We can go back here. All right. So let's get this thing popping, man. I know some of you chomped at the bit. Some of you may have your, you may say, hey, come on, my significant other, and let's listen to the grind this morning. Just so we can make this thing better. We can stay together or you know, let's figure out what we're going to do before we actually get married. Some of you out there, this is your very first, I don't even want to call this marriage counseling, but this is your first time maybe talking about marriage on a show. And I'm going to definitely, we want to look at your comments and read your comments as well to make sure that, Pam, can you be the program manager?
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Would you like me to do that?
If you can, I'd love for you to monitor these comments.
Absolutely.
For me here, but I got some here too. We'll monitor all of them together. We'll span it out, but I don't want to miss anybody. I got some people up there saying good morning. Miss Shelly Beavers, what's going on, young lady? Miss Tiffany Macon, what's going on? Miss Monique Williams Davis, welcome, lady, to the grind. Joanna Osborne, what's going on, young lady? Welcome to the grind. Man, Miss Hope Wilson, what's happening? Welcome
morning.
To the grind. Miss Rachel P. Joseph, welcome to the grind. Man, this is the people the realest show ever. So I just want to ask you a question. All right. This isn't a pencil and paper type show. This is a good show. You gotta feel good about what you're doing. Right? You gotta feel good about getting married. It can't be robotic. But here's the deal. I want to ask the question. Why did you get married? Or why do I want to get married? So I'm gonna tell you right now, fam. Yeah, there are many, many different answers, philosophies,
right.
Opinions. There are many different answers to that question. But the only one that really matters is the one that you have to live with, right? You have to live with it. And every time I get on here, it's like my glasses are crooked. I gotta hold my head straight.
Oh,
are my glasses? My head, fam said my head crooked, y'all. I've been married to a crooked head man for almost 30
years.
That's love, y'all. Ooh, that's love. I'm gonna try those on that. That give me a better view anyway. They're crooked. I do have a crooked head, y'all. All right, so good morning, Miss Jimmy and Graham. Thank you for jumping on the ground. But let me tell y'all something. This is the realest show ever. So if you go,
Pam
tearing up stuff. So if you're gonna be, if you be in your feelings about this, if you're gonna be in your feelings this morning, then go ahead and jump off now. Don't get mad and break your computer. Don't shoot them nasty emails talking about I hate y'all and I don't like y'all no more or none of that. Okay. So don't get in your feelings on this show. All right, because we're here to help you bridge some gaps. Okay, not help you fall in the gap. All right, so there's some people that are bitter about a few things: commitment, love, and marriage. Bitter details of marriage, the details of love, and the intricacies.
No, Sam. I do
love. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, you hit the button. There we go.
Sorry,
Pam, sabotaging the show, y'all. Y'all hear us now? Give me the thumbs up if you guys can hear us. Give me the thumbs up. Let me move it some so Pam can get squarely in the picture. You guys hear us now? Give me a thumbs up. All right.
See, Hope.
Well,
did you do something?
Yeah, Pam did something.
Now.
All right. So I got some notes here, guys. I didn't even want to. I got some bullet points for to say. I didn't want to do this dance because, you know, there are some topics that I can just go the cuff with, and I can go straight off the cuff with marriage, but there's some after 30 years, but there's some things, guys, that I want to make sure we cover and that we don't miss, because if we miss them, somebody may not be able to get that gap bridge that they need to get bridged. So, we know that people are bitter about commitment, love, and marriage, and I heard it firsthand. I've heard about a lot of different shows talking about marriage and things of that nature, and I'm not saying that those people got everything wrong. Let me say that first and foremost, because people think it's a competition, and right. It's not, okay? But I heard something yesterday that kind of confused me, and it's hard to confuse me, because I kind of pride myself on being able to see the core of things and see things, you know, for what they really are, but it confused me, not in the sense of not understanding what they were saying, but it confused me in the sense of that there were so many different I guess, views and comments or visions on marriage, what marriage really is and what it really means and what I want and I got to get this and I got to have that. There's so many preconditions out there for something that's supposed to be unconditional. And, you know, we talk about that unconditional love all the time, but I'm going to get into that here in just a moment, but I want to make sure that we talk about some very pertinent things here, all right? Because we know there's a lot of bitterness, and I believe that the bitterness that happens in the world with the marriage and the commitment and the love, what I heard yesterday, was the main reason why people are off balance. People are off balance because they can't see the forest for the trees. Nobody has the big picture of what marriage really is. And I want this from the heart. You know, after 30 years of marriage, you know, I can say that marriage is definitely unconditional love. And that's a strong, because unconditional love means you love that person no matter what.
Right.
But here's what I'm going to throw at everybody now. Unconditional love is hard unless it's done in the spirit.
That's true.
It's when you go into it loving somebody because they got a nice butt, or they got nice chest, nice arms, she got nice legs, her eyes are amazing. When you go into it with look at the physical attributes, you're gonna get out what you put in. So that means when you go into it looking for the superficial, it's gonna take the superficial to keep you. And we always talk about that. How you build it is how you have to maintain it. And we talk about how powerful love is.
Right.
Love is such a powerful component to anything that we do. We say God is love, right? But if you don't put God in it, just think about it. God instituted the first marriage, right? So there are principles that you have to follow that are spiritual for marriage. And if you don't follow those spiritual principles, you can't expect to get together in spirit. You can't expect to stay together in spirit. But that you can't get the move together in spirit. But that's unconditional love that I'm talking about. And I'm going to outline that unconditional love for you, because the spirit piece, ladies and gentlemen, is, and I'm just going to say this. If something happens to a person, and I want to get anybody riled up, because there's some people that have some tragic things happen to them in life. But if a person loses limbs, if a person loses eyes, if a person, you know, loses something that you liked, you may have a man out there that had a big chest when you first married him, then he stopped working out, and all of a sudden he got a chest. Now what you gonna do? Is that when you married him?
Right.
You married a man, a woman out there with a nice big booty, and all of a sudden she started doing a lot of cardio and she lost her booty. So what are you? Conditional, like, and attractions are conditional. What attracts you to a person is typically what draws you to that person or attracts you to that person. You see it, you like it. Reg Buehler, what's going on, brother? I see you chiming in. You see it, you like it, you go for it for phase two. You set phase and you say, okay, I want to I want to see what this thing over here is really about, because I like them legs. I like that butt. I see it. I'm just going to be real. I like that. I'm attracted to it. When that person opens their mouth, maybe all of a sudden there's an instant, I need to find something else to do. You know what? Hold on. My mama calling me. I got to go. Let me call my mama or something. You know, you find a way to get away from it, because you see the physical attribute is what you want that attracted you to that person, but it's the spirit of a person that actually keeps you, and you don't always recognize the spirit of a person in the very, very beginning, right?
Right. Absolutely. And you know, when you talk about that unconditional love and marriage, it has to be the foundation, because of the fact that when it comes time to marriage, Christ said that as he loved the church. And so therefore, you have to have that unconditional love, that foundational love, that spiritual love, in order to be able to love each other wholly and fully. So
break down to him what the spiritual love is, because you can't have the spirit. You can't say I love you spiritually without seeing God in there, right? The spirit of God. Break that down a little bit more.
Well, I mean, that just means that, I mean, pretty much Christ gave of himself for us, literally unconditionally died for us. So you almost have to have that type of love to where no matter what, you know, through the ups, through the downs, no matter what a person may look like, how a person changes. So when you love a person and it's that deep love, unconditional love, then the ups and the downs, the finances, the you know, everything that marriages right now are.
You say you stay with somebody when they grow.
Absolutely. Yes, what? Because I mean, if the love is there, if that's the foundation, and it's true love, it's not lust, okay? It's not being infatuated with one another, then what's gonna happen is the good times, the bad times, that those times don't break you. They end up making you.
Yes.
And because of the foundation. So therefore, when you think about marriage, I think in these days and age, people play with the word marriage, and many times people are caught up in the fairyness of what marriage has been created to be. And what happens is when that marriage doesn't end up being like they expected to be, this huge fairy tale, okay, like life is going to wake up and every day is going to be golden, they throw in a towel so quickly,
right?
Because the foundation was never there. But when that foundation is there and you have the love of God in the midst of it, you got to think about it. When you get married, that's a vow. That's not just a vow between me and you. That's a vow between me, you, and God.
Right.
Saying that, you know what, no matter what, through the thick, through the thin, through the ups, through the downs, I'm going to love you regardless. And so, therefore, no matter, you know, the time that you go through, it's part of our process. So we can't just throw the towel. We would have been gone a long time ago. We would have never got married. For real.
You know, it's funny.
We would have never got married.
And we have time. Let me tell y'all something. They ain't have two meals to run together. I think I was making about, what, $900-something a month?
Yeah, in the military.
A month.
Shout out to y'all who serve, because I hope you pay better than
anything. I was back in 91.
Right.
August of 91. I was making $900-something a month. So Pam didn't marry me for money. I didn't marry Pam for money, because Pam was trying to go to college at that time. You know what I'm saying? So she didn't have any money. So we got married for one word and one word only, and that was love. But Pam, for those of you who don't know, we met at Walt Disney World, just to give you guys a little history. We met in high school.
That's
funny. On a
fairy tale marriage too.
Right, yeah. Right. We met on a class school trip in Disney World, senior class trip, you know, the last hurrah. And I met Pam in, and I always get this wrong, I met Pam in,
if you get
dang, I didn't know it was going to be a test this morning. Wait a minute. Wait, I got this. We met in Tomorrowland? No, wait, Never Never Land. No, not the Jack thing. What land do we meet?
For those who know,
I don't even like Disney World.
For those who know the Disney experience, in Frontierland.
Frontierland
is located. Okay, it stands there today. That's exactly where we met on.
And then
the,
we
the
got lost
of
where?
That log cabin.
We got lost.
But
where?
Then we got lost in Tomorrowland.
In Tomorrowland.
So partially. So I give him that.
So thank you.
But yes.
We got lost in Tomorrowland.
We couldn't get out of Tomorrowland. It's crazy. Right?
So, I mean, but we believe that, and this is it goes way back. Everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens to you. It all happens for you. When you realize that in life, things get a lot easier for you to handle. You take the emotionalism out of it. But we met in Frontierland. We couldn't get out of Tomorrowland. And because we couldn't get out of Tomorrowland, we spent more time together, right? Couldn't afford to buy both of us ice cream. My daddy only gave me enough money to buy, you know, to buy myself some stuff and yada, yada, yada. So I had spent that money already. I don't have money to buy my ice cream because she said she wanted some ice cream. So I bought her some ice cream. I watched her eat that ice cream.
And you told me I was the first girl you ever spent money on.
She was, Pam was the first girl that I ever spent money on. And that was in high school. Man, this baby, that was in high school. And I had a job. I was making some money, you know, but I hadn't spent money on anybody else because I just didn't. I felt that if you start spending, I didn't want to be a sucker. Put it that way. We used to call it a sucker. I didn't want to get on my guard, you know, for all of the gold digging, G-O-L-D chicks out there. I was on my guard. You ain't getting my cash. Let me tell you right now. Probably don't go to strip clubs and stuff. I was like, you ain't getting my money. I ain't throwing my money to your booty. I need my money. Shoot, I got a booty right here at home for shape. But look, man, I'll tell y'all, I lost my train of thought talking about booty and stuff. Man, I'll tell y'all, this is the realest show ever, but marriage is fun. But why did you get married? Why do you want to get married? And you have to realize that you're saying you want to get married so you have love, so you can have peace, you can have security, you can find somebody to boo up with, cuddle up with, somebody to hold hands with, somebody to laugh with, yada, yada, yada. And all of that's great. Those are all great things on top of, you know, looking at person and saying, you know, I see your spirit, I love your spirit, and you're a beautiful person. I see what you stand for. I see who you are. I see how you interact with me. I see how you look at me. I see how you touch me, how you hold me. All of those things, ladies and gentlemen, are not are the reason why you get married to a person. You can't put the cart before the horse and decide to say, you know what? I like you, fine, you sexy, you know, you look good, my eyes are just dreamy. You, oh man, yeah, I love that. Oh my gosh, you get caught up in the superficial. So you marry that person with the hopes and the wishes and the prayers that you're going to shape and mold them into the person that you want them to become because they have the exterior package, but the interior package is rotten. That's why, you know, a lot of people say they get married and they want the person to change. People can change. People can change. You know, guys, I'm going to tell you. That's why people date. You date a person as long as you can tolerate that person and you see what that person is going to evolve into. If that person is not evolving into the person, because you can't tell exactly what a person is just the first time you meet them, all right?
Right.
You got to stay with them long enough for the string on their mask times to get loose. And when that string starts to get loose, maybe that mask will fall down a little bit and you see who they really are. So you got to stay with them just long enough to figure if whether or not they're wearing a mask or not.
Right, absolutely. Because people do grow, right? People change. But at the end of the day, that one little phrase out there where once a person shows you who they are, you better believe them, okay? Because that thing is deep down, it's spiritual. You know, that's who they are. And, like, I remember, you know, back in the day, we had some friends, you know, that were married. And today now are divorced, right?
I was going to say, who is that? Now I remember you talking about. Okay.
But I remember, you know, having conversations with them as we were, you know, trying to be the mediators and, you know, all of this. And, well, you know, let's see if we find out everything. And this was many, 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 many years ago. And I remember one of the things that was said was that, well, you know, they weren't like that before we got married. Mm-hmm. You know, they changed or, you know, that type of stuff. But actually, they were. It's just that many times you can get so caught up in the fact that you have that companionship, you have that person that you want somebody to be with, where you don't really look at the attention to, you know, the things that you may want done that are not being done and are not happening. If they're not happening before, then they're not really gonna change after, you know, once you get married. And you can't think that you're going to now mold this person, your spouse, into the person that you want them to become. No, and I think that's where a lot of people mess up and say, well, okay, I can change him. Or, oh, okay, I can change her. No, no, you got to see, do you spiritually connect? Do you mentally connect? It's beyond, you know, yes, great if they have a you know, they look good. It's got to go beyond that looking good, because the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So it's not about that physical appearance, but how does that person look on the inside? Is it for real? Is that
right.
Inside pretty?
And nobody wants to be sold.
Right.
Nobody wants, because you try to change a person to make them into what you want to make them into. So you're trying to sell them on the fact that if you change into this, you can have me. And nobody wants to be sold. I hate sales. When I go to a car lot, if I go to a store, the quickest way to get me to walk away is to keep badgering me.
Right.
I hate to be sold. So you don't sell. You can't sell people. But we talk about not being able to see the trees, the forest for the trees. We concentrate on the little things before we even get into marriage. And then we drill down on the little things once we get in marriage. And to be honest with you, it's quite annoying. It's annoying to have somebody constantly telling you what you should do, how you should act, and do this and do that. And it's all the little intricacies that keeps a marriage off balance. And when anything's off balance, you know what I do, one person's going to fall off, and it's only a matter of time for the other person falls off. So in order to keep that balance, guys, you got to be able to see the big picture, the vision. You got to keep that balance, right? And here's what we'll do. In order for you to keep balance is, you know, because marriage, love is not marriage. Love is not in marriage. Love is in people.
Right.
Right? So you have to understand that the love is in people. So you don't look to get married because of the thought or the theory of marriage. You look to get married to a person because it's an open commitment. It's an open acknowledgement to saying, I love this person. You don't get in front of the judge and mumble your vows. You say your vows, you know, boldly, you know, and you say them in front of witnesses, in front of a crowd of people. And when you do that, that signifies your love for that woman, because you'll say that in front of the world. So when you get to that point, now you're seeing the picture and you're seeing the vision, because, you know, the institution of marriage itself, ladies and gentlemen, is so, so very, very powerful. You got people in third world countries giving goats and chickens and cows, you know, to marry their wife, you know, because they see value and they want to show how much they really want and love this woman. And the women are vowing themselves to the man. You know, I'm off limits to anybody else. And there's so many different ceremonies that happen around the world that, and people are showing love for each other.
And
but
it's all about that vow,
mm-hmm.
because God honors marriage when you think about it. And that's the reason why it's got to be that traditional love, no matter what. And got to have the type of love as Christ loved the church. He did everything for us. And so when you think about it, God honoring marriage, but yet he hates divorce. Why? Because of the fact that you definitely need to know that you have that spiritual love, that foundational love, in order to make sure that it's going to be something that no matter what, you can get through the tough times. You think about it, just like we talk about the different marriages in the Bible. In the very beginning, when it was time to Adam and Eve, God brought Eve to Adam because he knew that it was a good thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and for you know, but yet things happen, but you can eliminate the discord, you can eliminate the divorce rate. The divorce rate is through the roof right now if you just take the time to know and understand who a person is and not get so caught up in you know, the marriage aspect without getting to know the foundation, who that person is from the inside.
Right.
That's definitely
be married to the spirit.
On the outside. Right.
Be married to the spirit that's in
right.
the person. You got to be able to see. In order for you, here's the thing. This is going to blow your mind, some of you. In order for you to be able to see the spirit and recognize the spirit, you have to first be guided and led by the spirit.
Absolutely.
All right. So two wrongs don't make a right.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Blind man can't see how the sky looks. Okay.
Right.
You have to be led by the spirit in order to recognize the spirit. So that brings me to you always want to make a draw when you deposit nothing. You should be looking. You should be looking for the same things that you look for in a person. You should be willing to deposit those same attributes into a marriage, into a relationship. Guys, we're not talking. You don't wait. You don't wait till the game is over. You know what I'm saying? You don't wait till the game is over to actually start depositing your, you know, going and start playing hard. You play hard in the preseason. You play hard during the season, and you rest after the season, right? So you have to put your best stuff there in the very beginning. We call that putting your best foot forward.
Absolutely.
You put your best stuff out there in the beginning.
That's not just in marriage. That's in any type of relationship.
Everything.
You can't expect to get something out that you don't even put in.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes people want things. They want, you know, this attribute and that attribute. But what are you putting in order to get it out? Because you're definitely going to reap what you sow. So therefore, if you want companionship, if you want love, if you want, you know, communication, if you, you know, want to, you know, have a common vision, what are you putting into it? What are you giving to it in order for it now to come together and to multiply and you to get some of it back? If you're not giving, you can't expect to get it.
And practicalize it a little bit. I just made up a word.
Right.
Let's practicalize it a little bit.
Right.
Look, if you want to get your back rubbed, you want to get your feet rubbed, rub some feet. Okay? If you want to get kissed on all the time, man, start kissing on somebody.
Right.
All
right?
Man, if you want to get this, if you want to get that, whatever it is that you want, you need to be giving. And you can't expect it. You are, relationships in general, before they even get to the marriage. Ladies, gentlemen, all right? Because this ain't, I'm just saying, this is the sides every point, okay? So marriage takes two people to tango. If you're sitting here and you're trying to, you're dating somebody and you're wondering why that person don't call you, you're wondering why that person doesn't want to spend time with you, it's because they just ain't feeling you.
Right.
Okay? Accept that. It is what it is. Drive on. Because I'm going to tell you something.
Don't make it out to be anything else.
Make it out to be anything else what it is. Okay? Give you guys the anatomy of a man, okay? Because I can only give you the anatomy of a man, and I'll let Pam give you the anatomy of a woman, all right? Because people look at us and say, you guys have been married almost 30 years. You know, y'all old school. You know, y'all been married. Y'all got married back in the day when people really loved each other.
And it's crazy. People think that is not real.
Yeah, it's funny. It is real funny. And we're like, and it's a lot of stuff is second nature. Guys, don't get me wrong. We have our ups and downs. We have a disagreement. You know what I'm saying?
Argue no more. Oh, man. Did we argue in the first, I'm telling you, 7 to 10 years? Absolutely.
Yeah. I can get down sometimes.
Right.
Like, nah, man, that's not cool.
I don't like that.
Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, we ain't perfect.
Right.
Man,
But that unconditional love, we agree sometimes.
We're in the unit, but there's a hierarchy in everything that we do. And somebody has to be the fall guy. Man, of course, God created you to be the fall guy. All right? To whom much is given, much is required. If you are the head of your house, as a man, you the female in your house, you ain't married yet, you the fall guy. I mean, you the head right now. If you're the fall guy, when you get married, man becomes the fall guy. If you do wrong in the marriage and then it's affecting the family unit, the man is the person that has to step in and say it. Women, if you ain't married yet, you have to step in and say, no, I can't do this for my kids, okay? Fellas, if you ain't married yet, you gotta step in and say, no, I can't let my kids do this. We can't do this and that because you are the fall guy. God's going to look at you and say, why did you allow that to happen, right? Because, you know, last I checked, guys, it was a hierarchy of everything that we do. All right, and that's not the hierarchy to lord over anybody. Pam, it's funny because I asked somebody before, and it's, I hope that person watches this show. I asked the person before, I said, you think Pam is, because I heard this before, because Pam, everybody said Pam is too nice, and Pam, you know, I don't think she loves Nick the way she says she do, and you know, Pam I think they got Pam in handcuffs in there, you know, and he let her out just to talk on these shows and just to go places. It's funny because they think I control Pam because they've never seen a healthy, structured family unit, right? They don't understand that man, the head, whoever is, and there's single women out there, there's some single women out there. You the head right now. Don't get riled up, okay? But the man is the head, but that doesn't mean I lord over Pam. Do I know you to go and win to go?
No.
I don't.
Do.
But here's the deal.
But at the end of the day, when
Pam goes somewhere,
you have some respect. You got to realize that when you are in a marriage, it's not just you. It's marriage is called oneness.
Watch this, though.
Okay.
Watch this. When because I'm going to practicalize it again. Y'all write that down. I'm making that word. I don't know if that's a word. I'm going to practicalize it. when Pam, let's just take like I remember when Pam used to want to go to events, right? And Pam used to say, "Baby, I need to go to this event. I gotta go to this event. I think I'm just gonna drop dead and die right here on the floor. I got to go." It wasn't me saying you can't go. It was me opening up the bank account and saying, "Baby, I don't think you're gonna be able to go." Okay. That's what the head does. It's the person that makes. That's the person that brings in the reality of what actually it is, right? So when Pammy said, "I got to do this, I got to do that, baby, I think I'm gonna be able to do that because of this, this, and this," and she said, "You know what? Right? Let me go make this money.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Let me go out here and let me sell something and make this money." I said, "Girl, if you can go out there and sell something, and we don't now, you can't go out there. We got the car to do." And you can't go out there and all of a sudden sell something and then use that money to go on an event. No, we need to get the car note paid. You're going to sell something. We got to get the car note paid. We got to get the mortgage paid and the light bill. Once you do that, what's above an extra man, you can go to Tahiti if you want. Right? So it was people used to say, "You know, Nate, I believe you, you're governing over Pam and yada, yada, yada." I asked one person, I said, "You believe Pam is subservient?" And the person said, "Yeah." I said, "Do you even know what subservient means?" And the person said, "Yeah." And it blew me away because there are people out there that pay 100% that she is not. And I'm going to tell you, there's one way that I am, and I've tried for a long time to not be this way, but it's just how I was raised, and then the military kind of like put a cap on that thing for me. It kind of like solidified it. I'm a very self-sufficient person.
Yeah.
I'm very self-sufficient. So that means there's not a lot that I really allow Pam to do for me. Y'all saw Pam bring me coffee today? That ain't something Pam do every day.
No, he bring me coffee some days.
I bring Pam coffee some days. and you know,
some
we bring each
we
other.
Get our own.
Some days we get our own coffee. But I'm very self. I love to do things for myself. Pam will tell you, "I'll go get my clothes. I'll wash my clothes. I'll wash other people's clothes." I'm just very self-sufficient. It doesn't mean I don't want Pam to do things for me. And she gets mad at me sometimes. She'd be like, "Babe, I just finished cooking. You want me to, you know, you want me to get your paper?" Like, "No, babe, I'll get it in a minute." You know, because I don't want her to feel that she has to serve me. Now, I know people are saying, you know, serving, be have a servant's heart. That's awesome. But when a person does it, they got to do it from the heart.
Right.
And you do it because you want to do it. And I look up and I say, "No, babe, I'm good. I'll get it in a minute." Because I know that there's other things that she can do. And my legs work fine. Right. So, but then I look up and she's fixed my plate, you know. And I say, "Oh, thank you, baby. You know, I was going to get it, but thank you. I'm appreciative."
And, you know, that just brings, I'm just thinking about something. That just brings me to the point to where you never want to start something.
Thank you, Sonya.
Unless you continue to keep on doing it, right? And I'm thinking about that as I'm thinking about fixing your plate, fixing, you know, and how your stuff fits in. And then you do it sometimes. You fix mine, I fix yours. We really just apart around here, and sometimes we do it ourselves. But it takes me back to growing up because, oh, my gosh, I remember.
it's our foundation right here, man.
Right. I remember growing up that one of the things my mom did was she cooked all the time. She loved to cook. She would tear up the kitchen, right, Nicole? You know.
So was Pam. Tears it up a little bit.
I clean up. I learned from that. But one thing about it is my mom fixed my dad's plate every single day. Everything. To the point to where my dad was so programmed. Like if he would work, you know, because he had the barbershop, he had the liquor store, he was a boss, right? On one coin, he owned the block, right? That plate would be sitting on the hot plate. Y'all remember them hot plates? But I'm going to tell you what. When daddy would come home, if my mom was not put that plate in front of him, literally, then he would sit down and he would wait for one of us to put put the plates in front of him. And that trait carried all the way through his entire life to where my dad sits down and he waits for the plate. Thank God he living where he living, because that's what they still doing, putting that plate in front of him. So don't start something you don't want to continue to do. And ladies, right? Because then it becomes kind of like expected instead of appreciated.
And it becomes a job. It becomes a chore.
Right.
And there's no in job, you know,
right.
I don't care who you are, you
right.
can have a job paying you six.
Right,
six,
and because I remember one time when we were living in Atlanta, and my dad was over the house, and I left dinner, and me and my mom had gone somewhere, and so daddy was at the house with Nate, and I said, "Did y'all eat?" He said, "I don't know what's going on, but your dad's sitting at this table, and I'm not even ready to play." Daddy was waiting for Nate to put the plate in front of him. Okay, I don't know why
funny.
I went there, but I just wanted
that was funny.
Yeah, and I was like, just fix this plate. He's like, uh-uh. After a while, Daddy's very capable. Daddy got up, and he fixed his plate.
Yes.
He realized Nate was about to do it.
But that was just programming. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't believe he was, you know, he was accustomed to sitting down waiting for somebody
right.
to fix his food.
Right.
But but that person wasn't me, and I think he knew that, but it was just programming.
Right.
You know, so if you're not prepared to maintain it and continue it, then don't start it. But here's the balance that you have in that thing, and I'm loving the comments, guys, and we're going to get to some of those, and we're going to read those here in a moment. You know, so here's how the balance comes into play. Pam is not subservient to me. Pam has her own life. Pam does what she
right.
wants to do.
You married, but you have your own individual life.
Right. We believe a power couple has their own things,
yeah.
and you come together to make it better. But you know, when Pam is doing what she does, it's not for me to say she can or can't in terms of her, because I want her to do what makes her happy. And hey, what's going on, Coach Stormy? Good to see you, young lady. Thanks for jumping on. One the only awesome. Man, I'm seeing that new. I ain't going to say it right now. I ain't going to say it. But anyway, I'm happy. When you have that balance, man, when you're actually in that zone where you understand that I want her to be happy, she wants me to be happy, and Pam may come to me out of respect, and I'll come to Pam out of respect. I said, "Y'all, I'm looking to do this, and this." And she'll be like, oh, okay, great. Now Pam may not always consider the cost, because Pam just wants me to be happy, right? Pam may come, you know, Nate, I'm looking to do this, and this. Well, it's my God-given job to consider the cost. I have to consider how that's going to not just affect Pam, because I know it's going to make her happy, but I have to consider how it's going to affect the family unit as a whole, right? How is it going to affect the family unit as a whole? All right, so can we afford to do this? If we can't afford to do this, then we got to figure out something else to do, an alternative. Maybe it's just no, maybe it's just we can't do it right now, but the head has to figure it out, right? I've said it before. So ladies, you're the head. Single men, you're the head. When there's a male, female, two people involved, and there's got to be a hierarchy, there's got to be somebody that takes the fall in God's eyes, okay? In God's eyes, right? So we talked about not being able to see the forest for the trees, not seeing the big picture, the vision. We talked about the commitment of marriage, how God honors marriage. God honors marriage. Yeah, you're right, Coach Stormy. You are the head right now. Absolutely,
right now,
man. You're the head. Absolutely. So God honors marriage. I mean, the union of marriage, guys, is very, very powerful. And love is not in the marriage. Love is in the people. We just talked about that, guys, and understanding that there's balance, and you have to make sure that you're not in it just, and you're not being robotic, man. You got to get something out of it, but in order for you to look to make deposits, don't have to be something that the world sees, okay? Let me tell you guys something. This is what I learned a long time ago. Your marriage, what happens in your house, okay, between you and your wife, is your business, okay? You got something that's going to blow your mind, okay? Pam and I, after almost 30 years of marriage, and I'm going to get to some of these comments too, because they're good. After 30 years of marriage, we have never had one single hour, minute, or second counseling, because we have a counselor, and that counselor is God. So if I can't go to God, if Pam can't go to God because she has the same conduit that I do, that doesn't mean she, just because she's my wife doesn't mean that she has a way for me to go to God for us. She can go to God and get the wisdom as well. So we go to God for the answers,
okay,
with the understanding. Here's what God told me. Here's what God told me, and it's still true every time because I tried it a couple times. Okay, when you have a, here's my dad told me once before. He said, when you have, you and your wife are going through an issue, and I want you guys to get this, write it down if you have to, okay? He said, the more people that you involve in the issue while you're going through the issue, the more you got to get out when you've got come through the issue. So you have to understand that this is why I'm always talking about controlling the controls, managing your emotions. People look at me and people say, you know what, Nate's mean, Nate's this. No, I'm just in control of my emotions. I know when to employ them. I'm a super emotional guy on the inside.
Yes.
I really know how to control it. Well, sometimes it comes out, but it comes out under the control moments that I want it to come out, right? So if you know how actually control those emotions, that means when you and your wife have a disagreement, right? You may go that day and you only play. You may go that day and you be like, I don't even want to be in the same room with her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. You want to go? I don't even want to go down to this. And you know, and it's funny because Pam is a little different than me, right? And you just said Pam is a lot different than me, okay? We're the epitome of opposites attract. So Pam is a person, Pam can go from hot to cold very easily. Y'all don't know this about Pam though. Pam can get on a 1,000 on y'all real quick. Okay, she can go there real quick.
I was quiet. Like people didn't flow very quickly.
She can go there real quick. I'm gonna tell y'all, Pam will get off the phone sometime and she be mad about stuff. And I have to calm her down, right? Y'all think this pretty little calm lady always giving y'all think she don't get mad, and she does. Things upset her. But Pam can go from hot to cold quick, but she can go from cold to hot quick, she can go from hot to cold quick. All right. So me, I don't go from cold to hot quick because I give you a lot of warning signs, right? I'm like a snake. I'm gonna rattle a little bit, I'm gonna coil up, and I'm gonna rear back. I'm gonna let you know that I'm getting ready to bite you. but I'm gonna tell you, okay, and Pam will tell you, I'll be like, hey baby, let's and am I right or wrong?
Yeah,
I say, hey baby, look. I'm not talking about this because it's starting to upset me.
Right, he'll do that.
And that's what I do. I said, this isn't going
to
be productive.
I'll be like, but let's just talk
but
about this
like,
right now.
But she like, but sometimes it's like, ladies, guys, and y'all, I'm not going to exclude anybody. Sometimes it's like, let me see what buttons I can push because I need to get him, I need to get her pissed off.
No, I need
you know, because I'm mad. I need you
right
to hear me now. So you keep pushing. And I'll give her three chances. I'll be like, y'all, I don't want to talk about this right now. Let me hold on. Let me think about it because right now the way it's coming out, it's starting to upset.
So you okay. Believe you're there later or it's a man thing.
Right, right. I'm like, let's just wait until, and then she's like, well, no, and she keep talking in the background, and then all of a sudden after that third time, she's going, now I've gotten mad. All right, MAD. All right, now I've made the decision to get pissed off about. So I get pissed off, and when I get pissed off, guys, verbally I'm gonna go in. I'm just gonna go in, and when I go in, you know, at that point is when Pam wants. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't want to push that button no more.
Yeah,
my bad.
We can talk about this
my
later.
Bad. Let's talk. We're gonna talk about this right now. So now I'm mad. So because I can't go, I don't go from hot to cold, from cold to hot. It's quick time for me to cool down because it takes so long for me to get there. So I don't want to. And it's an amazing thing, but in marriage, ladies and gentlemen, we have to start to realize that, you know, you got to know your mate.
Right.
All right. And Pam is her person. Yeah,
to,
man.
Yeah,
Pam is her person. I'm my
everything.
Person. So you right. Compromise a little. Nobody's going to ask you to compromise your whole life. But you do have to know the person that you want to get married to or the person that you're married to. Right. Unconditional love is found through a person's spirit, guys, mm-hmm. Not through their body. Not through their bank account. Unconditional loves me. If Pam, you know, gets jumped and hypothetically speaking, Pam does something and loses her limp, I'm still going to love her. I'm going to put her in a basket, put her on my back, and carry her around and say, baby, let's keep doing what we do.
Right.
Because of her spirit. It's not about who. It's not about who she is. It's not about what she has. It's not about her body parts. All those are bonuses.
But that's why you tell me, baby, make sure you had all your water thing.
Right.
You tell me all the time, listen, I don't want to be pushing you around in no wheelchair.
I don't want
I'm fully
to.
Able.
I will. I want.
Hello, have you had your wheelchair?
100.
All right, have you eaten a day? All of that. Why? Because we know that when we say yes, it was a vow. Just between us, but a vow to God saying that you know what, no matter what, we here.
So we're getting ready to run out of town. Let's cap this thing off, man, because we got a lot in. But here's what I want to say. Material things can fade away, guys. So it means love goes with those material things when that happens, right? And the only way to love a person unconditionally would mean that you love them in their spirit. All right, that's the only way. We talk about unconditional love, but you got to love that person's spirit in order for it to last. And that's the foundation. And in the beginning of our marriage, I saw Pam as my wife. She saw me as her husband. Even before we got that piece of paper and stood before the judge and got married, we firmly believe that success in anything is being able to visualize it long before it happens. And you always want to build with the storm in mind, guys. Build to withstand the storm. That means count all of the costs and always plan for the worst. Not that they're going to happen, but you need to vamp forward and figure out, okay, what if this, and this happened, which is where unconditional love comes into play, guys. Understand something. It's for better or worse. It's in sickness and in health. It's for richer or poor, because all that stuff, ladies and gentlemen, is not what's in the spirit. It's not what's on the inside. It's what's on the outside. And riches and all of that stuff can rust and it's going to fade away, all right? So here's the deal. No one understood how Moses was building the ark until it started to rain uncontrollably. Then they realized why he was building that ark. And a lot of us, that's how our marriage is right now. That's how the person is that you're with right now. You see the wheels wobbling, and that's the rain coming down. All right, you see the wheels wobbling. You're not in the teacher because it's just rain. That fool's still over there building the ark. It's just rain, right? And you sit back and you say, okay, all of a sudden it starts to rain uncontrollably. That's the wheels falling off of your relationship for marriage, of your relationship. So you have to figure out, ladies and gentlemen, even before plan. Okay, what happened,
Lost? Yeah, it was the end of it.
Okay.
So just save it.
Okay, got you. So here's the deal. We're still on Facebook, we're still on YouTube. All of our Talk Radio listeners, thank you guys for chiming in. God bless you guys, man. We'll see you guys. Yeah, we can go on and on. We'll have another part to it. But we'll see you guys on the next show bright and early on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. blogtalkradio.com. So, guys, we're going to lock that thing out on the radio. But on Facebook Live and on YouTube, guys, we want you guys to know that, you know, in order for you
Noah.
To actually. Thank you for that correction.
I didn't even catch that. That's what
yeah,
you
right. And I've done that before. So anyway, when you're actually in marriage, guys, it's like Noah building the ark before the marriage. You got to build, and you got to look for the foundation to build. And you don't have to walk away before it gets to the point to where you even need the ark. Okay, so that's your task. Challenge is to make sure that you're weighing all of the costs. You got to make sure that the person is filled with the very spirit of God that actually instituted the whole communion of man and woman in the very first place. Okay, and that's some of the things that we get into. But you want to know what the foundation of marriage is, and you want to know what I should look for in a man or look for in a woman in order to determine whether or not I'm going to marry them. Guys, it's not what you see on the outside. It's just the attractant. It's what's on the inside. And if you don't see the spirit of God in that person, then walk away. And remember, in order for you to recognize the spirit, you must first be led by the spirit. Okay? So guys, operate in love and not us. Keep yourself moving forward, guys, and stop being so superficial and just jumping on people because they look good, man. Spiritually,
right? Absolutely. From the inside to the outside, all right? On the grind. Thank you, baby.
All right, guys. We're going to lock this episode out, guys. If we decide to come back to another episode, man, we can talk about this all day long. We got
all
some more nuggets
long.
To give
You'll
you guys.
This thing down into the topic.
Some more transparent
For
moments
real.
That we can actually have to really talk to you guys about. But I want to talk about some of these comments quickly. We lost people on Instagram. Hopefully, they're going to chime in on Facebook Live.
Okay.
So we went a little long, but that's okay. It's a worthy topic to go along with. So, Noah Wachfuller talks about balance. You have to have that balance, absolutely. If you don't have that balance, ladies and gentlemen, then look to be in balance. And things are going to fade away, guys, without that foundation of balance. You're talking about, what you call it, reaction?
Oh, he doesn't want to roll up.
Yeah.
Is it because you need to drag this?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to drag it up.
Yeah, quite. We have to go back.
Okay, here we go. So, Hope Richardson. She says,
you do you,
and have been doing so for the past years. But those people who've been trying to do sexual relationship, marriage, weren't so concerned about how you run your house. They could and would have their house together and be sharing equal testimony. Absolutely, Hope. Thank you so much. And guys, that's you can't see the forest for the trees. You're concentrating too intently on things that don't concern you. Concentrate on the vision that you want to see your spouse have, and what you want to see your spouse have, give the very same thing, and you're going to attract what you give. All right. Rachel P. Joseph says, yes, this is how my sister and I was raised. My mom did the same. For my dad, with the whole plate thing, I hear that. I'm not knocking that. If that's what you want to do, if that makes you happy, then do it.
Right. Absolutely.
Why I don't do it. Not starting something I don't want. But,
right.
How you build it is how you're gonna have to maintain it. So
right.
And guys, there's some comments that we have. Trying to get to some. Marriage should be fun, man.
Yes.
It should be fun. It's a relationship, right?
If you're not having fun, you're doing something.
If you're not
wrong.
Having fun with your spouse, then something's wrong. You can't get so wrapped up in what you're doing. You can't get so wrapped up in your job.
Well, whatever fun to you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what everybody else thinks should be fun.
Right. Some of you are building businesses and you're neglecting your spouse. Some of you are going
topic.
To a job. And you're neglecting
That's
your spouse. And there's one scripture that's always stood firm with me. And it really puts value on what it is that you really want and what you really want in life. So in a relationship, it's this. A prophet of man gain the world and lose his soul. And that's man and woman.
In the show.
All right. So if you don't want to lose the very thing you're supposed to be your why, pay attention. All
Absolutely.
Right. Nothing supersedes that person that you're with, guys. All right, man. God bless you guys, man. Love y'all. We'll go back and read some of the comments and actually go through and do some responses, guys. Of course, my Facebook is not operating as it should. But share this out. Hopefully, it helps somebody with some gaps that they may have. You can also find it on YouTube, thegrindradio.com. You can also find it on Facebook Live. On Instagram, on blogtalkradio.com/grind101. You can hear any episode that you want to hear right there. Log in, download it, or just play it. All you got to do is play it, and you're going to figure out very quickly, guys, if you can tap all of that. But I'll play this song for y'all, then y'all can go. I like this. It's a little thuggish, but I like it.
you want thug.
But, hold on one sec. It's called, see if I can find it like this. Let's do it like this. Yeah. Hold on, y'all. Y'all gonna like this song. Some of y'all heard it before. Here we go. think I know who sings it. That's right. All right, so I'm going to play this song on the way out for you guys. And remember that the foundation of your relationship before marriage and the foundation of your relationship in marriage has to be, because it's nobody else's business about what goes on in your house and the decisions that are made by you and your spouse in your house, because nobody's in your house with you, so they don't know anyway. All right, so keep them out of your business, guys. But most importantly, foundation is always God, guys. That's how you get the spiritual. Love you guys. We'll see you guys on next Tuesday, right early at 8 a.m., guys. I love God.
What?
You love God?
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. Now you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he come and I mess with y'all. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were looking for I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
All right, y'all. We out on YouTube. See you guys, man. God bless y'all. Out on Facebook, y'all, man. Thank y'all for the comments. Bless you too. Bless you on the Sean Jackson, you Shelly Dan Beavers. Thank you guys. Tell my kids cam. Kids cam. All right, we'll see you guys later, man. Love you.
Love you guys.
Yeah, just imagine that song was out.
Huh?
Imagine if the sun was really out.
I'm not here.
I done been out here when it's down.
Wet dripping. Now, the good thing about it, though, when I know this, because I feel so much fun.
You don't see it. No, I don't see it. Oh, so let me end this. This is ended. YouTube is ended. Facebook.